Hello, this is Rabbi Moskowitz. We're doing Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chavav. Okay. And it reads, Yosem Ereyehu Tzadik V'derech Rishoyim Tisaim. Okay, and it translates that the Tzadik has an advantage from his friend, and the path of the wicked causes them to stray. Okay? I'll read the pasuk once more. The tzaddik has an advantage from his friend, and the path of the wicked causes them to stray. What are the questions?
You mean it's an advantage derived from his friends, not over his friend, right?
Yes. That translation comes from the Ralbag, and we'll soon read the Ralbag. What else? What other questions are there? Okay. First question is that the first half doesn't have anything to do with the second half. I mean, the tzaddik and the wicked are opposite, but the one has an advantage from his friend, right? And one causes them to stray. It should say that he has an advantage from his friend. Or something like that. Well, he doesn't have an advantage from his friend. In other words, the tzaddik has an advantage from his friend, and the wicked don't have an advantage. That would be opposite. But instead it says, from one side he has an advantage from his friend, and the other causes them to stray. It has nothing to do with each other. What else? All right, the question is, what is the advantage that the tzaddik gets from his friend? And the next question, in what way does the path of the rasha cause him to stray? Those are the three questions. Everybody got the questions?
Who are them, causes them to stray?
I'm sorry?
Who are them? Who is the one who is being caused to stray?
The rasha, the path of the wicked, or the rishayim, causes them to stray.
Oh. Okay.
All right, so in what way? Question is, in what way does the path of the rasha cause them to stray? I like to read to you the Ralbag. Right. It says, HaTzadik, Hulo Keach, he takes Yisro Numala. So he translates the word Yoser at the beginning of the Pasuk as Mala, benefit. And there he says, Mureyehu, from his friend. Now, what's the benefit? Ki Yilmad Ho'echad Mechavero, because one learns from his friend, Mala Ushlemus. The benefit is a certain type of perfection. Okay? So he learns from his friend perfection. The Hebach there, and the opposite of this, is Birishoim by the wicked. Kihem Konim Zemizeh, because they acquire one from the other, Te'iyo V'chesron. Te'iyo comes from the word mistake. The chesron and the loss. Ba'mashal, and an example, sheyoda rasha echad, that one wicked person knows, ki peloni ha-rasha, that another person, another rasha, noag b'derech zeh, he practices in this path, vatzliach, and he's successful, Berishoso in his wickedness. Bepoel hahu with this act. 1 minute. Vizemasha Yaviu Latoez Baderech. And this is what brings him to make a mistake in the path Asher Hu Chofetz Lolechas Bo that he wishes to go in. Ki because Ulai Timtzo Lo Derech Acheres, because if he finds another path, Mevia Oso El Kavanoso, that will bring him to his intention, meaning that he'll get gains by stealing. Avol Siba B'Hashem Yisbarach Zeh, God brings this about. L'sichal Eitzosam U'Latosam. B'Tohu Lo Dorach, that he confuses them in their mistake, and they're confused. They don't. They're confused in their path, basically. Okay. What is, now the Rabag? If you understand the Rabag, he answers all the questions. Sometimes the Pirish answers part of the questions, and he leaves the rest to us. And sometimes, rarely, do I find that we have one Pirish that answers all your questions. Anyway, does anybody want to explain the Rabag? Okay, if you read Pirkei Avos, you'll see that there's a lot of Chazal that have different ideas for perfection. The book of Pirkei Avos is for a book on perfection. So the thing is that you see all of them have all different perfections. So let's say I have one perfection, but then I could learn another from another tzaddik. That I didn't think of, or he expresses better, whatever. So I acquire from him a benefit, okay, which I did not have before. In other words, I know the path to truth. A person is a tzaddik, but nobody's perfect. So sometimes he misses the point. He picks up from somebody else a method of shleimus, a method of perfection, so he perfects himself even more from his friend. The Rasha, on the other hand, he has a certain way of stealing. And he notices that that another person that's wicked, that he steals, he robs in a different way. Okay? And he's successful. So now I, the first wicked person, acquires a second way, acquires a second way of doing evil. And as I see new people successful in their evil ways, so I put it in my repertoire of evil. So the thing is that I do evil, then I learn from my friend to do more evil, and then I learn from another friend to do even more evil, and so therefore, learning from my friend causes me to stray. Does everybody have the two sides? So you see that the Rasha, so you see anyway that the Rabag answers all the questions. Because the question is, what does one side have to do with the other? They're both talking about where the tzaddik learns from a tzaddik and the Rasha learns from a Rasha. Okay? So the thing is, the tzaddik, when he learns from the tzaddik, he becomes better. He learns shleimus. So he has an advantage from his friend. The Rasha, on the other hand, learns from his friend. So he does more damage because the evil, he keeps doing more and more evil, different ways, and he perfects his evil. So so he causes them to stray. So that's what the two psukim have in common, And also the question, and I think we answered all the questions. Question was, what is the advantage that the tzaddik gets? We showed. What, in what way does the path of the Russia cause him to stray? We showed. And now we see what the two psukim have in common, the two sides of the psukim have in common, that the Russia learns from the Russia and the tzaddik learns from the tzaddik. Okay? Any questions? Is that clear? Next question. What is the subject of the pasuk? What's the subject of the pasuk?
Maybe what? Being influenced by others.
What? I couldn't hear
being,
you.
Being influenced by others.
I would say not influence. Of course, he is already, both of them are already influenced. We already attached the word tzaddik and Russia to them. So both of them have a path. A person that's first starting out in life needs to be influenced or guided. So what would you say? Go ahead. I would change that word learning. I'm learning something. And well, okay, so what's the subject now? Instead of influence, use the word learning. Ed, what do you say? So what's the subject? The subject is learning from an equal. The Russia learns from the Russia, and the tzaddik learns from the tzaddik. It's learning from an equal. Okay? The only difference is the tzaddik picks up perfection, the Russia strays even more. Okay? Who is the pasuk talking to? Can't be talking to the tzaddik. Can't be talking to the Russia. What's left? What's left is the public. Person who is not, that's not committed to one way. If he's once you're committed, that's very hard to change. That's already tshuva. But that's the Russia and the tzaddik. They're committed. But the public is not usually not committed, the regular person. Well, is not committed. If he's not committed, then he has a chance of choosing by seeing that the tzaddik keeps getting better and perfects himself, and the Russia keeps getting worse and worse. It's not just, many times we learned about the benefit of the tzaddik and the Russia. This pasuk is telling us that the tzaddik gets better and better, because he could learn from another tzaddik, and the Russia gets worse and worse. Okay? So the thing is that the Hamon could recognize the difference. And since they're not committed to any one way, they recognize the difference. They see that one way you're leading to an area of not only doom, but more doom. And in the other place, you're leading to a better life. Any questions? That's the whole pasuk. Are there any questions? Clear? Okay. Are we having class next week? I understand that there's no yeshiva. I could go either way. What do you people say?
I'm up for class. I'm up for class.
Everybody's up for class next week?
Yes.
Yeah, if everybody's up for class, then I'll do it. Okay, so next Tuesday, same time. Okay. Take care. Have a good
day.
Thank you.